Franciscan Sisters of St. Anne.
I am Sister Mary Josephine, a Franciscan Sister of St. Anne, and today I'm going to talk about the sacramentality of marriage as ordained by God. We know that marriage was meant to be for one man and one woman. In the beginning, God intended the family to be one after the communion between God the Father, Son, and the Spirit. Marriage today has been affected so much, and we know that when the family is affected, even the children that come from that family will be affected. We'll have problems in the church, problems in society, and problems with relations. So the family is fundamental in developing faith, in developing proper relationship, so that is given back to the society. But we know that many people get into marriage without training. So the training of marriage is on job. Most people do not go for preparation for marriage. This brings a lot of challenges such as divorce, separation, violence, unfaithfulness, judgment, lack of trust, and other relational crises that are common to families today. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 21 to 32, St. Paul outlines the role of each member of the family. And if these are followed well, you would have less problems. But the major problem of families is lack of proper communication. Most spouses do not communicate their interests, friendships, issues of education, issues of health, issues of common parenting. This brings a lot of problems between the two, and this is outpoured even unto the children. We advise families to be prayerful and to seek help, especially to overcome the challenges that we see, especially in the media. We hear a lot of violence, the spouse killing the other. If this could have been communicated or help sought through counseling or through pastoral care with the different agencies, with the church, we would overcome this problem. And each member try to communicate, we would realize a very healthy family as opposed to assuming or judgment. So we encourage so much this communication between spouses and between spouses and their children, so that the family becomes a real replica of God's love for His church. And we advocate that each member of the family seek the happiness of the other. And this will bring communion and love between the members, so that the family becomes a real prefigurement of the eschatological marriage that has been promised to us. Thank you.
Familia, familia.